You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black. If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. And even if you have the intestinal...
20 seconds. You can make it. Punch in. You got it.
As me and Nurse Arian Kawanda stand on...
10 seconds. You got it. Punch
we,
it. I see you punching in.
We standing on business.
Yes.
We standing on
I
business.
I see you punching in.
It's 8 o'clock. If you're scheduled to be at work and you're not there,
you're late.
Don't listen to Shay Shay Foo Foo.
They got it in before 8 o'clock.
100. Stop.
They got it in. They got it in before 8:01.
They give grace. Your job will not. That's all I'm saying. And we're talking about why the stores wasn't cleaned up. Just because it was 8 o'clock, I didn't have to come in and start doing this.
Don't try and put that on that.
Come on now. You got to go in and put your jacket on and all of that kind of stuff. You're supposed to be on that flow at 8 a.m.
Man.
Period. I walked in the door at 8 a little after. It might have been. Listen.
But they're the best worker you got.
No, it ain't.
They're going to clean the whole store.
No, they ain't. Not if we look at how these stores are closing and talking about how filthy they are. They ain't doing their damn job.
But they ain't got nobody. They ain't got nobody there.
All I'm saying is, they got somebody to say, it's okay to come late.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, see? Come on, Shay Shay Foo.
Uh-uh.
Listen, I read a lot of criminal complaints.
Where is Damon?
I read a lot of criminal complaints. And let me just tell you how important time is and time stamps. It shows to the seconds. It'd be like 8 a.m. in 12 seconds and in 22 seconds.
They had enough
seconds.
Time. Those 12 seconds were enough time to make it from the crime scene to their job. You see that?
That's so you're trying to encourage them? That's terrible. Troop Nation, we're talking about people that were charged in the death of Corey Stingley, and now they ended up having to serve. They withheld a judgment of conviction for 6 months as part of a deferred prosecution agreement. If the two men didn't commit any new crimes, the judge would likely dismiss the case with prejudice. And so they did the 6 months. They didn't have to go nowhere. They didn't have to go, And now their record is free. They don't have a record, not as it relates to this case.
Oh, wow. So they didn't get...
No.
Oh, well, then rewind and I take that back.
So that's why I say I don't feel that justice was served. But again, when you got the complexion.
That's why, you know why? That's why you just, if you're Black or you're African American.
Whatever
you choose to call yourself. Mm-hmm. There is no ever a good time for you to be before a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're in court getting some money for yourself.
That's right.
Then if you getting your money, then all right, rah, rah, sis, boom, bah. But as far as with having to do with crimes or being accused or any of those things, just not good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, your opportunity for actual justice is pretty small.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not about, he was committing a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, he was. There's no, But the thing is, our kids, we have to find a way for them to listen a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because, when you put yourself in that situation,
mm-hmm.
there's very little way that your family or friends or whatever can really get that justice for you. Because even though he was trying to steal a little bit of alcohol, valued at what, $6? Is that
right,
what they said?
Right, right.
There's no justification for him losing his life. There's no justification for those people wrestling him down like that and all the things and basically, what was it, suffocation they said it was, mm-hmm. was the cause of death?
Mm-hmm.
There's no justification for that. Over $6? Somebody's life,
right,
really?
Right, right.
They could have found a Black person off the street. They probably would have gave you $6 for that little brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I just,
That part.
That hurts my heart. That hurts my heart because we don't want to be in those situations anyway. We don't want to be in those situations.
That part.
You know?
That part. You know, it's just, it's too much. And like, I ain't heard of cases where we were able to get off like that, you know, because their community ain't having it.
There's only one.
Which one?
You know what it was. It was only one. In United States history, there was only one.
You're going to say OJ?
Yeah.
He's innocent.
What you say?
He was definitely innocent. I don't think he did it at all.
Right.
Okay. I saw the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was only one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was OJ. That was it. That's all.
So.
And that was supposed to pay for hundreds of years of slavery and whatever else was on the black people till.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yep. And, you know, to know that he placed the items black on the counter, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he tried to just retrieve his bank card and leave.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Look, you know, the word, some words fit, in my opinion. But he was foaming from the mouth and not breathing, you know, like, come on, y'all. And so he didn't even end up, you know, having, he put the merchandise black.
Yeah.
But no, you're not going to do that. Not while we're here, you know. Yeah, it was definitely, no pun intended, but it was definitely overkill.
Mm.
It was overkill.
Mm.
And to know that in my terms of justice, no justice was served.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the troop text lines, 833-212-1017. We're going to find out what's your truth. We got Brian. Brian, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the story we're talking about, Corey Stingley's death. And after serving 6 months without, you know, they didn't serve nothing. Let me yeah. just say that. 6 months, they didn't have any infractions with law enforcement. And everything was dismissed, so it didn't even appear on their record. So what's your truth?
My truth is this. Justice would only have been served if not only did one of them drop dead before this crazy prosecution, but all three of them dropped dead 2 days after Corey passed. That would have been my justice. That would have been justice for me. But I would say also that once he put the item back and was leaving out of the store, the crime was over.
Yep.
They suffocated this young man outside of the store on the ground. Isn't that correct?
Well, they had him inside the store. They ended still up grabbing him. Yeah, and he was in the store. So the video footage with them, with his with their knees and legs on his neck and all of that, and in his black,
yeah.
that was inside. All of that was inside yeah, the store.
That in itself was the crime.
Yep.
The crime was mm-hmm. the murder.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The crime was thwarted when you put the item back.
Mm-hmm.
There was no. This is the most silliest shot in the dark, blue sky BS I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
This is just some stuff they made up
mm-hmm.
just to appease their own conscience, because they know they let these fools get away with murder, period. And back during those times, West Dallas was super racist,
mm-hmm.
and there was no way in the world they was going to be able to get a jury over there in West Dallas to convict three white dudes over there.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. So mm-hmm. facts.
That's the crime was murder. The crime was not what Corey did. The crime was over when he put the items back.
Correct.
Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you for your call. 833-212-1017. But yeah, no lies detected. And, you know, the fact that once he put it black, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I'm not going to say that, you know, people should do this, but if you like walking through a store and you're eating grapes or something, which I wouldn't suggest you do now.
Right, right.
With what's going on. But you haven't left the store with any product.
Yeah, you know what? My mom was always like, don't ever do nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, of course, she was raised in the South. Mm-hmm. And she was like, the correct thing to do, if you want them, put them in a bag, do the deal, go to the counter. Don't do that because, no, you're not leaving the store with any products, but you've eaten their products, so you still owe them the money.
But most of us would end up buying some anyway.
Yeah,
so it's
but
like,
no.
Just add another 2 ounces on it, okay?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Ain't nobody saying add another 2 ounces when they get to the counter.
I was that type of person.
No. My mom would say no. And she always
say. I need to make sure that the grapes is right.
And she would always say.
Are cherry sweet or bitter?
She would always say, make sure.
I'm just saying.
That you have a bag when you leave the store and your receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know what, you walking out, they might be like, where your receipt at?
Yeah,
what you mean you don't have your receipt?
Don't
you
didn't put buy this none in of the this. Bag because I'm going to be eating them on my way out.
You know, people that roll up.
I'm paid for
something
it.
Else is a pet peeve. You got a whole bag of chips that you done ate. You get up to the counter, you say, here, ring those out too. You shouldn't eat. Why are you eating the bags of chips in the store? Wait till you get outside.
Don't
that's the proper thing.
Hold on. All the store wants you to do is pay for it, correct?
Listen.
So I'm just saying.
No,
Natalie,
that's
you
just
ain't leave
wrong.
A store.
That's just improper. Improper.
I ain't leave a store.
833-212-1017. That's
the
Q Talk text line. That's wrong. Ray said,
I ate them grapes.
Their case may be over in life, but according to Revelations chapter 20, verse 12, the books will be opened. Amen. You know what? Let me just say this. Even though this scenario didn't work out right,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be paying for this the rest of their life. And that's not a threat or anything. People go through life things because they got bad juju on them, right? And this is definitely bad stuff. And they end up the rest of their lives sometimes until they really step up to the plate and really, really just cleanse themselves of it. And because they have to, they know if they're any type of human, they know in their mind and in their heart they did wrong.
You just said human. They've done such an inhumane thing.
Let me just say, but
human.
Again, let me finish saying this. If they're any type of person with a soul and a spirit, they know they did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And going through this process of the community service or whatever they had to do, they knew.
They really don't, Bailey. It's some white people that really don't. They're just like they don't think slavery was wrong. They don't think a lot of things. They really don't. And the orange man being black in office, it is showing you that sheets are off. They
but
don't
you know
have
what?
To. They know they're trying to take away, well, not trying, taking away DEI. They know trying to take off monuments and things out of the National Museum and wanting to take things about anything African-American out of, you know, these people, like, yeah, we got to take care of some bills. We still got some more to talk about, Truth Nation, before I have to check out at 8:30. Bailey Coleman will be talking about something that I definitely have an opinion on.
We're going to talk about it before you leave.
No. I want to let y'all do what, okay. But, yeah, so, I want to be able to catch that part, Bailey, and then give my thoughts on tomorrow. But it's going to be very interesting, the two sisters that ended up losing their life from a hit and run.
Yeah.
Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow along with my girl.
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Troop Nation, welcome Black. Welcome Black. You know, this will be my last segment for today. Of course, Bailey Coleman will be holding it down. And, yeah, I got to go receive my honors. I don't know if y'all got to see my shirt. See my shirt?
See your shirt, y'all.
See? Yeah, that part. You're going to learn today. Of course, this was designed, you know, before today. It was actually a gift from Jay Denham, a.k.a. DJ Razor, who does has his own clothing line. And he's been the one doing all of my birthday party for the children T-shirts for all of these years. So he wanted to make something to commemorate me being in radio 35 years and counting. So he did this shirt, and it's dope. So I'll be going to City Hall, for those who may not be aware. I'm supposed to be there at 8:45 a.m. Central Standard Time, and City Hall from the 3rd Street Market Hall is literally around the corner. So I'm going to leave when we go take our next break, and I'll be headed around the corner to be honored by our full Milwaukee Common Council for my 35 years in radio and 32 years of consistently doing my birthday party for the children each year. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. So that's where I'll be going.
Okay.
But Truth Nation, we still want to get your thoughts on this Corey Stingley thing. And do you feel that justice was served? And like I say, I feel like we have to accept it on a surface point because Craig Stingley, his father, has made peace with himself with that. But for me,
he's trusting God, knowing that he'll take care of it. That's what it is. Miss Sassy on the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017, said, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." Woo, y'all coming with it.
Yeah. So 833-212-1017. What's your truth as it relates to this situation? So, yeah, you know, you're going to learn today. We have a caller coming in on the Truth Talk text line. Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So we got another caller coming in. Okay. So, yeah, we got that. But I get it. You know, I think I'm so with the chance of, what do we want? Justice. When do we want it? Now! You know what I'm saying? So I get it, you know, before it's all, you know, when it's said and done,
right,
they'll get it. But I'm like, no, I think that if you murdered my son or daughter, I believe in God. I believe in a higher power. I do. But I need some right now. You know what I'm saying? I need some right now kind of justice. I think that was such a slap on the wrist because, yeah, okay, they admitted it, but they were in denial, and the system was in denial. Like, they didn't do that. That ain't what they did. So we're going to go to the Truth Talk text lines at 833-212-1017. We've got Ann. Ann, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the situation. What's your truth?
I have a comment on that. I remember when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was working at one of my young white coworkers. When she heard that, you know, we heard it on the news, and she just laughed and she said, used to go in that store all the time, and we would steal beer, everything, and if they caught us, they just made us put it back, and we went on about our way, came back the next day and did the same thing, and my heart just dropped. I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was definitely racial, definitely, and I just don't see how these men are able to walk the streets.
Yep.
That's my comment. Have a great day, guys.
All right, thank you, Ann. We're going back to the Truth Talk text lines. We've got Al, MKE. Al, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the conversation. Al, what's your truth?
My truth is we don't care about revelations. We want something to happen now. We want this individual to come down with cancer, multiplied to the 100th power. We want him to walk around here as he drip blood from his eyes and he got maggots coming out his ears. If that is not happening and he's smelling like death, we don't care about revelations. The problem is that because a person is black, they know they are kind spirits. I don't care if they did anything wrong. They're going to look at you as a target. That's why they come down so hard on some of the most infantile things and on some things that could have been done civilized. But you have to understand when it comes to blackness, they go hard and heavy. See, they got all this stuff and all this motivation from the slave master. That's why some of your great-grandparents and grandmothers said to y'all, when they do something to you, you got to come down harder on them 1 million times stronger. We don't care about how they look at us in heaven because we're trying to get eyes on earth. We don't care about going to hell because hell, it's probably more heaven in hell as it is on earth. The moral of the story is, if you go out your way to do something, they should let you go. But if they take the first move, you make sure you take the last move. And they have to come to grips of life when their eyes start getting cloudy and their feet start getting closed, and they have to re-second choice their thoughts. That's why they have always been scared of your ancestors and their outlook, because your great-grandmama can make the devil say, let me think about that. Your grandfather, who was no nonsense, can make Jesus say, you know what, I better apologize because I'm not used to dealing with your kind. Because people who don't live in fear does not care about killing. But these people who have that skin color, you got to deal with them 1 million times worse, sir. Look at Black History Month. You only get the people who are going to keep y'all civilized. Laws and lessons of life, okay? Because if it was a higher power, they would have took care of this a long time ago. We ain't worried about it when we close our eyes.
We done.
We want it now.
We done. We done.
All right, we done.
We done.
All right.
I will cut you off.
Done. All right. So, Bailey, what were you able to grab from that?
Nothing. Al, with that whole last end part, just blanked out everything that he said. But again, I say, we hopefully our kids listen. We shouldn't put ourselves in those situations.
Yeah, and even the adults. Like,
I would rather you, as a young person, ask somebody. I don't condone begging for money or anything like that, but I would rather you ask somebody on the street,
right,
if they could give you a couple dollars.
That part.
Than to go in and try and steal. Because you put yourself, especially as a black person, in a situation that you may not be able to come back from.
No lies detected. No lies detected. No lies detected. So, yeah, hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Bailey, you know, although I'll be stepping out for a very great reason and to receive this honor from our full common council here in Milwaukee, you'll be holding it down. And we're going to be playing a clip as it related to the death of these two women, hit and run. And I believe they're still looking for the person. I think they.
Yes.
Now, some people are saying that there were two vehicles and that they were racing. But then some are saying it was one vehicle. And so they're looking for, it's a known fact that they're looking for a black vehicle. And
a black SUV.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So, but again, it goes to talk about, like, when I would say, Bailey, like, just the recklessness of some of these people that just,
you know,
just,
it happens on a daily basis. And really, you know, every time you or I or anybody that drives a vehicle even gets out of that vehicle.
That's right.
And is walking to your destination, you take your life in your hands the way, you know, people are driving around here and acting up.
Yeah, it's so many people. And
it really is.
I brought that point up before, Bailey, that how many people are actually dying in these hit-and-run accidents in
right.
our city.
Right.
Like we are, I have to check the actual numbers, but it almost seems like at least once a week we hear about somebody dying from a hit and run,
right?
Or definitely being involved in a hit and run to a pedestrian,
right? Exactly.
Like every week,
every week,
and sometimes more than once in that week.
Exactly.
And that is alarming. That is very alarming.
It is very alarming.
And some of these people, you know, like they just take life for granted, and they don't give a damn about other people. They just thinking about they selfish, and they just thinking about them. You know, to race in a city that is not designed for a racetrack, to run red lights and run stop signs.
Listen,
and act like pedestrians don't have the right of way.
Listen, I can't tell you how many times just on the way down here,
uh-huh.
you know, at least I'm in a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times people have pulled up on me, speeding past me, bobbing and weaving in and out of cars. And so that happens on the regular street and, as we see, can take lives.
Yep. A brother ended up saying he places a lot of the blame on the West Dallas Police Department for the lack of aggressiveness to prosecute the three involved. Said, I've seen in my career many black people charged, convicted, and sentenced in felony murder cases who have blacked out of crimes and a victim slash unintendedly by a person dies, like in carjackings, hot and runs, and or robberies. So, yeah, you know, so he's saying that part of that goes on the law enforcement in West Dallas for not just aggressively pursuing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to get ready to check out. Again, it's time to go receive this honor at our city hall here in Milwaukee. Thank you, Truth Nation. Thank you. Thank you. Bailey Coleman will be sitting where I'm at when we return from taking care of these bills. Bailey, I love you. Have a great one.
All right, you
too. Nobody has told you that they love you today. I want to let y'all know that I love you. And please be safe. The heat index is no joke. Please hydrate yourself. Get under some air. You ain't got none. Go sit at a mall. Go sit somewhere. Go sit in a hospital and just be in the lobby. You know what I'm saying? And tell them you need some water. They'll give you some. So I'm up out of here, but Bailey is still here. She will hold it down until we're done. So I won't be able to say that I'll be black after this break, but Bailey will be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
101.7 The Truth, Truth in the Morning. Bailey Coleman in for Homer Blow and me. So look. You know, Homer and I were just talking about all of the bad driving out here. People are being killed on a regular basis. And this morning we're talking about two friends that were out, that were hit and killed by someone in a black SUV. And there's more. I want you to get the full story, though. So we're going to throw it to our friends at Fox 6 with their update. You ready, Xavier? All right, here we go.
Loved ones are mourning the loss of two women hit and killed in a hit-run crash.
It happened Sunday night as they crossed the street on the city's north side. Ashley Sears is here, and authorities say the driver was racing another car.
Yeah, that's right, Kim. The medical examiner says two vehicles were speeding and racing near Teutonia and Vienna when that crash happened. Two women died on the scene. The driver sped off.
And it's just a nightmare that I can't wake up from.
Hours after tragedy, emotions are raw.
First, it was a shock, like I thought I was just in a dream.
Cameron Nelson brings flowers to Teutonia and Vienna, remembering their cousin Amy Austin, who was killed here Sunday night.
I want all of us to find peace with this, find justice for this this horrible incident.
The crash happened around 11:15. Loved ones say Austin and Mae Daber were leaving a bar after playing pool. Investigators say two vehicles were racing when the 49 and 48-year-olds were hit. Both women died at the scene.
Someone needs to be accountable for it.
Becky Yang says she was best friends with Daber and Austin. The three were avid billiards players. She grew up with Daber in Milwaukee.
We parented together. We adulted together. We lived, you know, and grew up together as sisters.
Loved ones say Austin recently beat a long battle with cancer, making this tragedy hurt even more.
It just shows that life is so short and life is unfair. Like, it can be gone in an instant.
They are remembering the women for their outgoing personalities as they reflect on their lives. They're looking for justice, sharing a message for the driver.
Just turn yourself in. Turn yourself in. It's the right thing to do.
All right. Truth Nation, we want to just put this out on the Truth Talk text line or on the YouTube if you want to hit us up there. 833-212-1017. On the line with me is Becky Yang, the young lady that you saw at the end of the video. Now, full disclosure, Becky and I have known each other for years and years because I brought her in the radio game. She's a former co-worker at iHeartRadio when we were both there. And so I believe I met May on one of your at one of your events, Becky. So I know you guys were friends for years and years, grew up together and everything. Tell us a little bit about May and Amy.
Yes. Hi, Bailey. Thank you so much. And yes, it's been a very, very long time. And through all these years along the way, I know you have met Amy at one point. I know you have met May at one point because we were pretty much together at one point or other at events or concerts or festivals. You would have seen them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Amy and May they were just beautiful people. And not only on the outside, but on the inside too. May and I grew up together. She has three kids. She was a young mom. I was a young mom, and we learned how to mom together. Amy never had kids, but she loved her dogs. She was a dog mommy, and she took care of them just like they were her kids. But May, we played pool so much. It was like a daily thing. You know, it was checking in with each other, seeing what the week looked like with each other. How can we connect again and get out and shoot pool or hang out or, you know, get the kids, like May and I, get the kids together. She became a babysitter for me for a period of, you know, all these years transitioning. You know, I moved around a lot in this career.
Yes, yes.
And finding babysitters is not cheap, and
right.
She was a stay-at-home mom for a brief moment in her time, too, and she took Farah and Legend in, you know, and she was like, yeah, they could spend the summer here when you go to work, and
aww.
We would meet halfway. She would come and pick them up in Hell's Corner because she lived in Franklin, and then I would drop her off and come to the station, you know. I mean, that was my routine with her, and she worked it out. You know, she didn't have to drive halfway to meet me to pick up the kids. She didn't have to even take them on, you know, but she did. And that was just the friend she was. Both Amy and May, I could call them and say, hey, I can't get here, but I need someone to, you know, pick up Legend, run this, run that, or stop here to get something and meet me here to drop it off so I can get to my other event on time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, got you, you know.
Yeah.
That's just them.
Wow. Those were more than friends. Those were like sisters. Sisters.
Absolutely. Sisters. That's what I said. We were like sisters. I mean, there was nothing that I couldn't have asked unless they couldn't have done it. If God forbid they couldn't do it, they wouldn't do it. They just couldn't get there on time, or mm-hmm. they wouldn't be able to get there. But if they could, they would definitely in a heartbeat do and whatever it is to help. So
that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So I know they're looking for someone driving a black SUV. And let me say this to you as well. You know, we're close, but, you know, I just want to tell you I'm so sorry for your loss. And condolences.
Thank you, Barry.
Condolences to both of their families as well as your family, because losing people that you're that close to and that much, you know, they're very intricate in your life. It's huge. It's huge. And I'm glad to see that you're out here speaking on their behalf. And if there's something, is there something that you want to tell the person that was driving the vehicle?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if it was a person. Who knows? I heard that the vehicle's windows were tinted. It could have been, you know, multiple people in the vehicle joyriding and racing each other, right? So it could be more than one person. So whoever was involved in this, whoever was driving, whoever was racing, okay, you didn't hit Amy and May, but you were still involved too. Everyone who was in those two vehicles are involved and should understand that, you know, God witnesses everything.
Yeah.
And there is nothing that they can escape from at this point. It will come to light and it will save them much time mm-hmm. if they would just step forward now than later and get caught somewhere else. I want to be able to say, hey, we have technology. There is so much technology that we should be able to lean into to capture you, and you will get caught. You or your accomplices will get caught through this. And then for those that have seen the vehicle, those that know the people that own the vehicle, you may have seen this vehicle and know what we're talking about. Even if you see a black SUV, every black SUV right now, every black SUV owner right now is really a suspect.
Right.
You know.
Right.
If you see a black SUV parked in your neighborhood, new to the area, or maybe you know they're the type that do tend to like to joyride and race people, they are a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And so all we can ask the community to do right now is, you know, we don't have a license plate. All we know is it's a black SUV. If you know or seen a black SUV with tinted windows, they could be a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Just report it. The police will do their job, run, scan the plates, report the vehicle, where you saw it, what the plates were, and the system should do its job, right?
Right.
And scan the plates. Any vehicle that looked like it could potentially be not supposed to be in this area or, you know, whatever, it will all come forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's make sure you turn yourself in. Don't waste any time. You could get this over with. If you're in one of the other vehicle that was possibly there, you know, you may not know anything about the other vehicle, but give some information, you know.
Yeah.
Let's draw back the shade on all of this and know what happened, because there are lots of cameras, and I'm sure there are lots of cameras in that area. And so it's going to come up. So it's better for you to turn yourself in and give up all that information right there and save yourself as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you know, you're going to be running, trying mm-hmm. to avoid capture. And you don't want, that's a whole bad scenario. Just try to be as honorable as possible. You made a mistake now, you know, and it's a bad mistake, but, you know, do the right thing and turn yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just,
you know, I was looking at the statistics because it just blows my mind
mm-hmm.
that we have so many of these. But just in the city alone, there's an 8% increase from last January, last Q1 to this Q1. 8% increase in hit and runs in the city of Milwaukee.
Wow.
And 11 of them were fatal.
Wow.
And that's just in Q1. I mean, we're now in Q3. What, Q2 here? April, May, June. We're in Q2 of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen the report out yet in Q2 because we haven't finished it yet. But I would imagine with it being nice out, the weather's being nice, people are joyriding, people are getting stupid and ridiculous and reckless out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's the numbers is going to continue to be higher than the last year as well. And we as a community, we need to put an end to this or at least hold some of these folks accountable.
Yes. Yep.
Instill some fear in those that are willing to take the risk that there are consequences to their actions.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we do that, unless our community come together to put some of these reckless drivers behind bars or charge them, we're going to continue to have this problem. And the percentage year over year in terms of hit and runs, the percentage year over year in terms of fatalities will only increase.
Exactly.
Unless we come together and start being the eyes, being on the lookout for a black SUV or for whatever vehicle is out there that's just running wild and crazy in our streets.
Right. And remember, that black SUV may have some damage to it. So, you know, check that out. You know, if anything looks suspicious or anything like that, just call the police. Let them know.
Just call it in. Yep. They'll do their job. And you know what? If they don't, then we'll take it forward, right?
Yep.
I mean, I just can't see that. You know, if we need to get supervisory review, if we need to file a complaint, if we need to stand up and push our judicial system, our law enforcement agencies to do better for us too.
Exactly. Well, Becky, I want to thank you for coming on. We got to get together. We'll talk about that later.
But thank you, Bailey, so much.
Thank you for coming on, and Godspeed, and I'm sure we'll find out who did this. And again, condolences to both of their families and, of course, to yours. You're checking out Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Life's better when you know you're covered. With a home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you're not just buying coverage. You're getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you're building next. Because when your home or ride are protected the right way, you're free to focus on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. You're checking out Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth. And you know what? The True Talk text lines are open, 833-212-1017. The way people are driving now, I'm feeling like we need a change in law of how, you know, the speeding and the recklessness of it. And, you know, it just goes into Xavier, all of the high-speed chases that are involved these days now as well. And people out speeding and all the things. And you have people that don't want the police to chase people. But what if we're in a scenario that just happened with these two ladies? So you don't want the police to chase after that? Or, you know, right now it's at their discretion. And I think that's good. But you have people that totally want to ban police chase situations. But the way people are acting out here with their cars now, it's almost hopeless, because It's like the police chief said when he was on TV the other day. You messed up if you do it. You messed up if you don't, right? What do you think, Xavier?
It's a case-by-case situation, I would say. I mean, obviously, when people get caught for reckless driving, they get punished, I'm assuming right. They don't let them out of jail. I don't know. It's just, they've already, didn't they do like $30 million for all the bump stops and
right.
roundabouts and stuff like that?
Right.
So, I mean, we've already done preventative things to, kind of curtail it. I mean, it just comes down to we can't really control what people are really doing. So I think it comes down to maybe teaching people common sense in schools,
right.
Maybe the parenting. So I think maybe
they need to lift the age of driving.
I don't know about that because there's still people in their 30s and 40s still doing that.
Yeah, you're right. I had one riding behind me yesterday. I was like, really? You going to pull up on me like that?
Yeah, my point exactly. So I think it just shows like, because it's only really in Milwaukee. Whenever I drive around, I'm kind of well traveled. I kind of go, here and there.
Right.
I've been to different cities and states and stuff
right.
like that, and really it's really a Milwaukee cultural thing as far as like this crazy driving, like the swerving around and stuff like that. You only really see that here, so I don't know, maybe it is the lead in the water, but it's
well, I've seen it in other places.
Really?
I have seen it in other cities, like New York. I would never drive in New York. I mean, because their drivers are just ridiculous. They're ridiculous, and then they have all this traffic, which makes it even worse, right? So, I mean, New York is bad. Seattle's bad with the driving. California, lots of parts. I lived in San Diego. I lived in Fresno. And Fresno was the only place, but they don't have traffic like that,
Yeah, you're talking about traffic. We're talking about people doing baseline
yeah.
and doing a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, because traffic's not bad here.
Right.
Occasionally. Compared to those, Chicago, New York,
yeah.
San Francisco and stuff like that. But I don't know. When I was in San Francisco and
uh-huh.
California, I didn't see people baselining and swerving and intentionally crashing into stuff. So.
Oh no, I didn't see anybody intentionally crashing. Oh. See, that's the thing. People don't. A lot of times, here in Milwaukee, you got a lot of stolen vehicles and things like that, and so they don't care if they crash, right? They don't care what they do to your car. Once they steal it, they don't care what they do because it ain't their car. They rolling in a stolie. So they just go do what they're going to do. And it's a shame because somebody worked for that. Somebody put their hard-earned money into that car.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's been a pleasure hanging out with y'all. Homer will be back with us tomorrow morning, as usual, 7 a.m. Don't be late. And I want you to trust God, do good. And I tell you what, you'll have a great day, too. Be careful. It's hot out there. Stay someplace cool. Go someplace cool. And have a great day. Until tomorrow.